You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm your host, Heather Vail, and today I'm speaking with Maggie Colasar, General Sales Manager of Move for Less. Move for Less is a local moving company known for their community-oriented contests and events. If you're looking for a fun summer activity for your kids, this one's for you. They're hosting a Create Your Dream Home art contest for local youth, complete with a chance to win some great prizes. Maggie was born and raised in Las Vegas and spent 20 years in the restaurant industry here. Her experience, customer service mentality, and knowledge of the local scene are a perfect combination contributing to her success at Move for Less. Maggie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us more about the Create Your Dream Home Art Contest. What's it all about?
Yeah, so basically, we just opened this up to all kids in the Las Vegas Valley, Henderson and North Las Vegas, to take a box, any box, really, just as long as it's a minimum of 18 inches wide, and really just be as creative as possible and create your dream home. There's really no restrictions. Just let your imagination run wild.
So you said kids. What ages in particular can participate?
So we have two categories. We have a 5 to 8 year old category and then a 9 to 12 year old category.
Okay. And how many winners will be selected?
There's going to be 3 winners in each category, so 6 total.
And what exactly do the winners receive?
So they're going to win a dream backpack. It's valued at more than $700. The backpack includes tablets, Apple AirPods, gift cards, school supplies, and some other little goodies.
That sounds great. All right. So the boxes, you said minimum 18 inches wide?
Yeah, minimum. Yeah, we don't want like shoe boxes or anything too small.
Got it. Okay. And then they can be as big as they want.
Yeah, like up to a wardrobe box. Last year we had, some wardrobe boxes, a little bit taller. Some people had like a small box and then a medium box, kind of made like a extra large house.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're the box expert, you work with moving boxes all the time. So what tips would you have for working with boxes and turning them into dream homes?
I always say like cut them open, cut the flaps off the bottom and the top, use those for, the walls, the roof, make separate rooms, stairs. And even, without just the boxes, you can use like Legos or, any little figures to create your house.
So it can be like a dollhouse that's populated with actual residents inside?
Yes. Yeah. Some people got really creative and made separate rooms, dining rooms, and, pretty much like a little dollhouse, however you want to do it.
So last year you did this contest as well. From the winners, what was it that stood out about them and made them end up being the best of the best?
All the entries were really, really good last year, but I remember a few that stood out. There was one kid who did a Petropolis, and his dream home was like a pet hotel or a pet house. And they used, it was like a rooftop pool deck for the dogs with turf and little fake pools and dog chairs. There was somebody who did like a go-kart track and motocross track with actual dirt. And they made like a 6-car parking lot. One kid like dreams of having his house in the clouds. So he used a bunch of cotton balls, with, little mini furniture in there. And then there was one, it was a Candyland dream home, just candy themed with a bunch of bright colors and like sugar candy. It was cool.
Nice. So if someone wants to enter, but they don't have any boxes that are big enough, where do they get them?
They can come over to Move for Less. We are at 6300 Arroyo Springs Street, 89113, Suite 200. Or they can email me and set aside a time to come pick up. And we can have them set up Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And my email address is maggie@moveforlessnevada.com. MOVE number 4, less, and Nevada is spelled out, .com.
Okay, so we talked about some of the criteria, what they need to do to make their dream home out of a box. Once they've done that, how do people enter the contest and what's the deadline?
So the deadline is midnight, Sunday, July 10th. And they can go on to our website. It's moveforlessnevada.com, and it's /art contest. And if you just go to our main website, there's information there as well. You can just find it on the main website as well. How to enter, you'll upload the photo. And then, yeah, July 10th by midnight.
Okay, so the deadline is July 10th. And then when are the winners notified if they won or not?
They'll be notified the week of July 18th.
Okay. So one other thing I wanted to touch on, because, you know, on this show, we mostly are dealing with nonprofits and, you know, charity events and stuff like that, things that affect the public. And Move for Less actually offers its trucks and moving staff to nonprofits when they need to move their essential items. Can you tell us more about that program and how exactly it works?
Yeah, we've done the Moving Our Community program, where people can go online, and if they need help with moving, or if they, you know, if somebody wants to nominate somebody, we've done those moves. We've done the toy drives. We've done work with Help of Southern Nevada. And currently we are doing the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation. We're going to do some work with them and sponsoring for the 5K coming up in September. And yeah, Helping Hands, the Rescue Mission. Pretty much if anybody ever needs help, we always encourage them just to reach out, email myself, or, you know, call in. And if somebody needs help, we're always willing to do our best to help out.
Nice. Okay. So moveforlessnevada.com. It's move, the number 4, lessnevada.com. You can find out more information about the Create Your Dream Home Art Contest. You can see what the rules are. You can enter there. Remember, the deadline is midnight, Sunday, July 10th. So you have to enter before then, midnight, Sunday, July 10th, moveforlessnevada.com. If you have any questions, you can email Maggie@moveforlessnevada.com or just info@moveforlessnevada.com. The deadline again is midnight, Sunday, July 10th, and winners will be notified July 18th. The two age categories, 5 to 8 and 9 to 12, with three winners in each category. So basically now it's just good luck.
Yeah.
Maggie, thank you so much for being here and letting us know about this contest. I'm sure that a lot of kids and their parents will have fun with this, you know, taking a box. It's basically like a blank canvas, and just make that box into your dream home. And then don't forget to enter before July 10th at moveforlessnevada.com. Thanks a lot, Maggie. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and I'm your host, Heather Vail. Today I'm speaking with John Rinaldo, Director of Business Partnerships for Cristo Rey St. Vider High School. Cristo Rey St. Vider is a private college prep school and a nonprofit corporation. It's also part of the only network of high schools in the country that integrate 4 years of rigorous college preparatory academics with 4 years of professional work experience through the Corporate Work Study Program. CRSV is currently running a summer campaign to solicit new business partners for this innovative program. John, thank you so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Heather.
So when was Cristo Rey St. Vider started in the Las Vegas Valley?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, a group of individuals, including business leaders and whatnot, were looking at a unique model of schools, a way to prepare students for college and to prepare them for the workforce. And so this idea of having a Cristo Rey school start up in Las Vegas was really in the forefront of their minds. And they began to look for property and look for employees and whatnot to make the school a reality. So we've been here in the Valley for about 4 years.
And what makes it a valuable educational choice, both for parents and for students?
Yeah, great question. One of the things that makes it really valuable is we work with young people who are of limited means or low income. And so we only accept those of low income status. And it's a sliding scale based on how many members are part of your family and whatnot. But there's a need for young people of limited means to be able to have access to not only college preparatory education, but also to be able to have relevant work experience in the world today. And so that's what makes our model unique, is 4 days a week, they're going to school doing college preparatory academics. But that fifth day a week, they are working out in industries all over Vegas. And so it's, in some cases, it's government, in some cases, it's hospitality industry, it's law firms, it's nonprofits, it's all over the place. And what we really try to do with our young people is really give them not only the academics, but the requisite work experience to build their network, to explore different job opportunities, to allow them to really discern what they want to do when they get older. And they walk away from this 4 years with incredible professional skills that most high school students, including myself when I was in high school, did not have.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, when we think about private schools, typically it's for well-off families, you know, high income, at least upper middle class. And, you know, it's a very exclusive experience that not a lot of kids can have access to because it just, you know, it's financially not really viable for a lot of people, especially the people that you're talking about who are students at this school. So where did the idea come from to make a private school that lower income kids can attend?
I think you named it, because that's the issue right there, that there are a lot of options for those who have resources, but less educational options for those who don't. And so that's the genius of this particular model, is to really aim for those who would never have an opportunity to go to a college preparatory high school. And we really value the push of trying to get 100% of our students enrolled, admitted and enrolled in college. Now, if they were not at Cristo Rey St. Vitor, the likelihood of some of these kids get into college would probably be 50% or less. But across the country, with our Cristo Rey network of schools, over 90% of our students are admitted into college in some way, shape, or form. And the way this works is that it's their work-study program that actually offsets the cost of their tuition. We do encourage our families to pay what they can, but as we mentioned, they're of limited means. And so the work-study, our business partners help offset the cost by paying our students to work in their company, in their organization. Now, they don't pay the students directly. They pay our work-study program, our nonprofit, to be able to offset that cost. And that's what makes this really, really unique, because they would never have access to this. And now they do. And that's the beauty of this model. And like you said, there is nothing like this in the Vegas Valley.
Yeah, there's nothing like this in a lot of places from the sounds of it. I mean, this is, and not just internship. I mean, internships are great as they are, but this goes beyond internship, where the companies are actually, you know, basically hiring these kids.
That's exactly right. We tell our business partners that to treat them as an employee, because you are paying for their work. You are paying for their productivity. So we spend a lot of time on our side preparing our students. We have a 3-week orientation program that all new students go through that give them not only academic skills they need to be ready for a college preparatory school, but the professional skills they need. So for instance, we go through all the Department of Labor requirements, right? The sexual harassment, sexual discrimination workshops that a lot of us have to go through. And all of our students have that as freshmen, and they're ready to work 100%. And so it is not an internship. They are not volunteering. Our business partners are paying for their value. And we, as a work study program, take that really seriously and prepare our students. And we'll really partner with our business organizations to really make sure our students are prepared and they're doing what they need to do. And that's what makes this really, really exciting.
What are some of your current business partners in the Corporate Work Study Program?
Yeah, we have over 50 current partners, and that list continues to grow as time goes on. But for instance, we have law firms, for instance, like the Castor Verity Law Firm, that's been here in the Valley for a long, long time. They're a huge fan. They're one of our founding partners. We're really thankful for them. We also have folks like the MGM Resorts, who employ our students in a couple different hospitalities on the Strip, the MGM Grand and the Cosmopolitan. And of course, they're not working the floors, but they're working in HR, they're working in guest experiences and whatnot. And we also have nonprofit partners, for instance, like Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada, and many others. And the list could go on and on. I could probably name more, but we're very thankful to have a really wide set of different opportunities. And that's what's really key. We're not just looking at hospitality or law firms or nonprofits. We want a wide scope of companies so our students get an experience in construction or engineering or software development or hospitality or nonprofit, whatever it is, that's what we're looking to build for our students.
So is it really like whatever that student wants to learn, they can work for a partner that gives them that opportunity, or are we limited to certain types of jobs that we're having them start out with?
Well, we do take the interest of the students into account, but we also don't guarantee. So if they're interested in software development and we don't necessarily have a software development site, then maybe we're not going to put them in their first year. But again, they have 4 years. Well, they'll have four different employment opportunities over the course of the 4 years to be exposed to different ways and different types of work. So we do take that into account, but more importantly, I also take into account what our business partners are looking for. What do they need in an employee? And it's entry-level work for the most part, right? Because they're mm-hmm. in high school, but what do they need? And we also take that into account. For our students, this is about job exploration because 14-year-olds don't necessarily know what they want to do. They think they know what they want to do, and in some cases they do. Over the course of 4 years, we want to give them a breadth of opportunities for them to really experience that. And at the same time, from our business partner perspective, we are trying to develop the future business and talent pipeline here in Nevada, because when they go off into college, a lot of them will probably end up at UNLV or UNR up in Reno. Maybe they'll go off farther, but we know a lot of these students are going to come back here. So at the same time, we're developing the future workforce here in Vegas, and that's what our business partners really value. They value the opportunity to mentor students, to train them, and support them, and know that these are folks who will eventually probably come back, the majority of them, will come back to the Valley after college.
What if a freshman really, really likes their job placement and they want to continue with that same company and the same job for the next 3 years as well?
Yeah, we do allow that. We do have some exceptions for that, but it needs to be a mutual agreement. You know, so we want the business partner also to value that individual, that student, as well as the students want it. So we do have cases where students will work for multiple years in a row with the same industry. But again, it's a mutual agreement. We don't do that all that often, but if it's there, if that synergy is there, we will absolutely make that happen.
Okay. So in the few years that you've been in operation, what has the feedback been from students, from parents, and from business partners?
Yeah, great. A lot of our students, when you look at the admissions applications and the enrollment interviews, a lot of the students are actually applying because they want the work experience. And that's really unique. Now, not all of them, but many of them do. And just the other day, I was with a handful of students and they were saying, "This is why I wanted to be here. I get to go work in these different companies." And they're very serious about that. And that's what makes them good employees, which is really good. So we find that our students really value what we do at Cristo Rey St. Vider because of the work experience. And they also know it's a safe school as well. And we hear that on occasion from students as well. Parents, what are we hearing from parents? Parents are looking to provide opportunities for the students that maybe they didn't have. 81% of our students will be first generation college students when they enroll. And that's a big deal. So therefore, some of our students don't necessarily have parents who have the experience of college or sometimes even the push to go to college. And some parents really want to encourage their child to go to college, but maybe don't know how to do that. That's where we come in and we partner with the parents and the families to really make that a reality. So 100% college admission and enrollment is a huge part of our metrics as we move forward. What are our business partners saying? this next year, 91% of our business partners have renewed their relationship with us. I think that's a significant number, because what that communicates is that they really do value our kids, no matter what age they are, whether they're freshmen or they're seniors. And so they see a lot of value. It's an opportunity for our business partners certainly to give back to the community, but they are getting good quality entry-level work for a very reasonable price. And they get to mentor these students. And so our business partners are absolutely wonderful. I'm just so thankful that they continue to renew year after year after year.
Yeah, that's awesome. So where is the school actually located?
We are located in North Las Vegas off of Cheyenne and 215, actually across from CSN campus. And so on Vandermeer Road between Cheyenne and Las Vegas Boulevard. And so we're right in the heart of where a lot of our students come from. We certainly have some zip codes where a lot of our students come from. We do have students from all over the valley, but we do get a lot of students from the North Las Vegas area, from East Vegas, from downtown Vegas and whatnot. So we're based in North Las Vegas.
Okay. So you're looking for new business partners for the upcoming year. What business types are you looking for specifically?
Yes, we are looking for more. We do have a few gaps for this upcoming year, and because this will be the first year that we are 100% full school, meaning we will have a freshman through senior class. So we will be celebrating our first graduating class in May of 2023. So with that said, that means our numbers keep growing of how many jobs that we have. We really are open to a lot of different opportunities in terms of industries, but I could tell you some of the up and coming industries that are coming here in Vegas are things like software development and computer software and programming. Those are skills that we know our students want. And we know that that's one of the top 20 industries that are moving into Vegas. And so we're looking for folks in that area. We're always looking for more partnerships in hospitals. Not that our students are going to do medical work necessarily. They're not going to be doing surgery, but we have a lot of students who are interested in the medical field, whether it's nursing or doctors, veterinarians as well, which is one of the top five growing industries here in the valley. And if you have pets, you know you can't get a vet appointment very easily. So we're looking for those opportunities as well. And so again, we're really trying to diversify our different opportunities as well. But I would say software development, computer development, hospitality industry, of course, will always be a key one here in Vegas, and we want to continue to grow that. And then also the medical field.
Okay. So if someone's listening who happens to be either a business owner at a small to medium business or an executive at a larger corporation, and they think this sounds interesting and they would like to become a business partner potentially, what do they need to do?
Well, they just need to let me know. Would love to chat with them. We do have opportunities for folks to come on campus and meet our students who are incredible. We often find that a lot of our business partners, when they meet our students, are really in awe. And they're sitting there going, these are 14-year-old and 15-year-olds? I said, yes, they are. So we love to have our business leaders have an opportunity to experience campus and see our students, because then you really get a feel for what it is that we're doing and the impact that we're providing here in Vegas. But I'm your best contact for that. And I would love to get in contact with any of these businesses who are listening, who want to even just learn more about it. We have a monthly event called the Lunch and Learn. We do it every month. The next one's coming up on July 19th, 2022. And come for an hour. We'll give you a tour. We'll give you lunch, which is great, right? And then we'll give you a brief overview of the program. You get to meet me and some other key members of the staff at Crystal Ray St. Vider. And that's always an opportunity as well. If that date doesn't work, you are welcome to come by anytime. Just let me know in advance and we'll set it up. I would love to host you here with us.
Okay, so how do they sign up for the Lunch and Learn or reach out to you directly?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is CrystalRayStVider.org. And there's a little banner right there near the top that says Lunch and Learn. And you can just click on that. You see all the details. You see all the dates between now and December 2022. And you can register for any of the dates that work for you. I can also be reached directly. Just email me or call me. All my information is on the website. Again, that's CrystalRayStVider.org. Or I can be reached directly via email, JRinaldo, that's J-R-I-N-A-L-D-O at C-R-S-V CRSVLV.org. That stands for Cristo Rey St. Vitor Las Vegas. So CRSVLV.org.
Okay. And what if parents are listening and they're thinking, you know what, this would be really cool for my son or daughter who is heading into high school or already in high school somewhere else and they might want to transfer. So how do parents sign up or apply to have their kids attend?
Absolutely. All the information for admissions and recruitment is on the website as well, CristoReySaintVitor.org. But you can also reach out to me directly and I will connect you with our admissions and recruitment team. They are more than willing to have that conversation, give you a tour, allow you to see what we're doing on campus and meet our students and make that a reality. And to your point, we do have transfer students who come in. So obviously a lot of our students begin their freshman year, but this year we have, I think I want to say 13 or 14 students who transferred in as sophomores and one who transferred in as a junior this year. So we do get transfer students as well. Definitely open to having that conversation. So chat with me, go to our website. I would love to invite you to campus to find out more.
Okay, awesome. So once again, it's CristoReySaintVitor.org, which is spelled C-R-I-S-T-O. Ray is R-E-Y, Saint, S-T, Vitor, VIATOR.org, CristoReySaintVitor.org. You can find out about the lunch and learns if you're a business owner or a business executive and you want to find out more about the work study program. You can also apply or find out more information if you're a parent and you would like to find out what the school offers to the students. Or go ahead and email John directly, jrinaldo@crsvlv.org, jrinaldo, R-I-N-A-L-D-O, at crsvlv.org.
You got it.
John, I want to thank you so much for being here today and letting us all know about this school. You know, even though it's been here for a few years, this is the first I've ever heard of it. And I think it sounds incredible what you guys are doing. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the students. So thank you so much for reaching out and looking for new business partners and for letting parents know about it as well. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Heather. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to hearing from some of your listeners as they come on by and visit the campus.
When a student lacks some of the most basic needs,
like food, clothing, and school supplies,
it can be challenging to even attend school.
It can be hard to study, tough to concentrate, impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue every day.
Out in the community, there are great resources for students, and we bring these resources directly to the students who need them most.
We work to ensure that they have everything they need to re-engage in learning in the classroom and at home,
including access to technology, learning materials,
and even emotional support.
By forging caring relationships with students and bringing communities of support to them,
our staff works to achieve equitable learning conditions so all kids can succeed in school and in life. And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Welcome to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm your host, Heather Vail, and joining me today is Keisha Westbrooks, the College of Southern Nevada's 50th anniversary student commencement speaker. Keisha just graduated from CSN with an associate degree in general studies and is pursuing a bachelor's degree in social work at UNLV. She was introduced to her life's new purpose by CSN's prison education program while incarcerated for a financial crime and has now worked with the Nevada Prison Education Project for the past 3 years. Keisha is also a veteran and a survivor of both cancer and stroke, so she's definitely overcome many challenges and stumbling blocks to achieve her education goals. Keisha, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you were in prison, what was it that inspired you to take advantage of CSN's prison education program?
Well, prison is not a fun place to be. It's very depressing and they strip away your humanity, and the opportunity to go to CSN was kind of like a light at the end of the tunnel for me. It gave me hope when I had none.
And before that time, was attending college one of your goals?
Absolutely. It's always been something that I wanted to do. I started my associate's degree in 2001, and just finished in 2021. So that's a long time.
20 years to get an associate's degree. That might be a record.
Exactly. That might be a record. Yes, exactly. But, you know, I did it now. And moving forward, you know, I'm pretty proud of that accomplishment, especially because it took me so long. You know, sometimes you have to prioritize being a mom, working full time, taking care of your family, or pursuing your dreams and your goals. And my kids are at an age now where I can spend a little more time investing in myself and making the rest of our future together beautiful. You know, I have an amazing support system. I have amazing mentors. And if things hadn't happened in my life exactly the way they did, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, health issues, going to prison actually gave me the passion that I have for social work. So all of the challenges and obstacles I faced, they've proved to be resources for me, because I would not have this situation be the what it is today.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned that it took you 20 years to get your associate's degree, which, I mean, just being able to complete that must be amazing. But how has going through that and taking the program and, you know, finally being able to achieve your goals, how has all of that impacted your life and changed your goals and what you want for your future?
I'm absolutely overwhelmed by everything that's come from this long journey. I was beyond honored to be asked to speak at the graduation, and the response that I'm getting from it touches my heart, that people are able to see the hard work that I put in and look beyond the mistakes I made in my past.
Yeah, that's incredible. 50th anniversary of CSN, and you were chosen to be the student commencement speaker. How does that feel?
It's overwhelming. It still doesn't feel real. Standing at that podium in front of like 7,000 plus people, it was surreal.
What's the purpose behind the Nevada Prison Education Project, which you've been working with?
The Nevada Prison Education Project, pretty much all of us believe that education is the bridge that will lessen the gap between the stigma of being a felon and having a successful future. And we bring education into prison can change the scope of the inmate's life and thus in turn their whole family.
Yeah. What do you think the difference is between offering higher education in prison and not offering the higher education? What's it actually like to be offered that opportunity?
I can speak for myself. It gave me hope in a time where I felt completely hopeless. Hope is a huge thing when you don't have any. And having a productive outlet in such a negative environment is instrumental in changing a person's thought process. When people go to prison, most people are not going to be there for the rest of their lives. They're going to be in society. And why not give a chance at having a productive life?
Yeah. Tell us more about the challenges that you've faced while going through your educational journey and what the motivation was to keep pushing through in spite of all the stumbling blocks.
You know, my health was definitely an issue. There were days when I just getting up and going to school did not sound appealing. But I do it because I refuse to show my two daughters that it's okay to give up just because it gets hard. My oldest daughter is going back to school as a result of seeing me do it.
Wow.
You know, hearing someone say you can do something is vastly different from seeing them do it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be an example today, more so than I ever have in my life.
What do you plan to do once you graduate from UNLV?
Well, that's going to be another long process. I have two more semesters left in my bachelor's degree, and I plan to go on to get my master's. And it might be the dual enrollment program with the Juris Doctorate degree, or after the master's, I'm thinking maybe a Doctor of Public Policy. So I have quite a ways to go on my educational journey.
Yeah.
But
it would be another 20 years.
I promise it won't be 20 years this time.
What was that moment when the light bulb went off and you decided that social work was going to be your new life's mission?
The day that those gates closed behind me when I walked into prison, after seeing the whole criminal justice process at work, there's so much injustice there. Once I got in prison and started seeing like what other people's time structures were like, and I was doing the same amount of time for a financial crime as someone who committed vehicular homicide.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand how that happens. So much injustice happens in this world. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. It was ding. And the light bulb went off, and I'm just an advocate for equality, social justice. It's time.
When you were in prison, was CSN the only higher education program that was offering a prison education program that you could take advantage of?
When I was in prison at that time, yes. I understand now that there are other colleges that are doing correspondence degrees, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, to think that the 4 years I sat there, I could be through my bachelor's degree. That's really beautiful for the women that are still there.
PrisonEducationProject.org, if you want to see what the national version of the organization is doing. And of course, Keisha's talking about the Nevada Prison Education Project, which is the initiative in our own backyard in Nevada, helping incarcerated prisoners get access to higher education so that when they come back into society, they are educated and well-rounded and skilled and able to pursue their own life goals, as she mentioned, beyond what prison affords them. So, Keisha, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know about these programs that are happening and what a benefit they are and how much difference it made in your life. It's been really inspiring, and I want to thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me and giving me a chance to share my story.
For more information on the Nevada Prison Education Project, contact Susan Chandler, professor of the School of Social Work in Reno, at 775-229-2933. That's Susan Chandler at 775-229-2933.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and I'm your host, Heather Vail. Today I'm speaking with BJ Wright, Executive Director of Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, and Jess Malasky, Project Manager for Ovation Design and Development. BJ has a long history of helping seniors and others needing affordable housing, from advocate and program administrator for several nonprofit housing organizations in Minnesota, to owner of a personal care agency for seniors in South Dakota, to business development director for seniors communities in Las Vegas. Now she's executive director of Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, a nonprofit organization that manages resident services at multiple communities for low-income seniors in Nevada. Those communities include the ones built by Ovation Design and Development, where Jess works as project manager at the company his father founded. He focuses primarily on Ovation's affordable senior product, built with federal low-income housing tax credits. Affordable housing continues to be an issue in our community. According to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, Nevada has an estimated shortage of almost 80,000 affordable and available rental homes for low-income tenants, including seniors on fixed incomes. BJ and Jess, thank you so much for being here today to talk about affordable housing for seniors.
Thank you, Heather.
We're happy to be here.
So, what would you say has caused the affordable housing shortage here?
I think historically, there's always been a shortage of affordable housing nationally and in Nevada. It was made worse after the 2008 recession, when we spent several years with no new market rate apartments being built, constricting our supply. This supply constraint continued and was made worse by the pandemic and the increased costs and supply chain issues we're seeing now. In addition, one of the main programs, the 4% bond deal, did not work economically for a period of time, because market rents were not high enough in the Las Vegas Valley. The Nevada Housing Vision stepped in around 2017 with a program for additional gap funding that allowed an additional 4,000 units to be built. Increasing costs are making projects like this more difficult when we need them the most right now. This is where the Home Means Nevada and county housing funds will be powerful and effective.
Okay, tell me more about the partners and funding opportunities that you work with beyond Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, which we'll also talk about in a second.
So there's a lot of public and private partnerships that work together. It's a complex layering of, you know, financing that make these communities possible. There's a standard, you know, private bank loan that is decreased in value due to private equity that's generated by the tax credits that are offered by the state. This reduced cost is sort of the basis for what makes us able to decrease our rents. Additional soft funding is provided through home funds and is administered by HUD. And then gap financing is provided from the Nevada Housing Division. All those kind of come together to make these communities a reality.
Okay. And BJ, what exactly is Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada and how does it fit into the whole picture?
That's a great question. Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada is a 501c3 independent nonprofit organization that partners with Ovation to develop the affordable housing communities. And then we work with community partners to provide services and resources to the residents. We have a full team of caring, passionate property management, including a manager, assistant manager, leasing agent, and three maintenance staff. And then that's their nonprofit partner, Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada. We call ourselves CLSN, has an executive director who oversees programming for all the communities, two assistant managers who provide support to the on-site residents. The on-site resident coordinators at each building also are supported by two food rescue delivery drivers. The on-site coordinator's goal is to make every resident feel at home. They create opportunities for residents to engage and participate in activities and social events. And typically, we focus on four categories of support: education, transportation, nutrition, and fitness. So coordination of these support programs will include a variety of health and wellness topics. We have access to nearby healthcare providers. We have fitness programs on site, such as Tai Chi, stretching, and yoga classes. We also have a monthly food assistance program to our partner, Three Square, and also provide transportation services, such as a weekly shopping shuttle at no cost to residents and paid bus passes for RTC. The Ovation development team spends an incredible amount of time and effort to create a beautiful environment where the residents can feel a sense of pride and belonging. In fact, one of our vendors commented the first time they went to an Ovation property, they were looking all over the neighborhood and couldn't believe that the Ovation property was the most beautiful property on the block. So it's something to be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. Jess, how did Ovation get involved in building affordable housing specifically?
Right. So during the recession in 2008, we decided to look for ways to continue building housing and keep our company strong and at work. This was a perfect opportunity and also was an incredible way to give back to the community. We happened to get a hold of Kristen Cooper, who's head of the Clark County Community Resources, and she brought us into the program. We immediately started putting together our first proposal. We first worked with a consultant to kind of start to learn the industry, but since then we've really perfected this craft and improved on it. It's been one of the most impactful parts of our business, and we're hoping to continue it as it's really been more rewarding than we ever imagined. We've been building housing for three generations, giving us vital experience and skills that give us an edge when we're building these projects for a low cost and with attractive financing.
Okay, so Jess, you recently had the grand opening for Arioso, a 195-unit affordable rental community for low-income seniors, which is in southwest Las Vegas. But as BJ mentioned, it's also a very beautiful property with a lot of amenities, and the residents we heard from all say it feels like home. So how do you create that perfect combination of affordable, yet attractive and welcoming as well?
So I think that it's really our staff that helps create this, as well as all the time and effort that goes into creating these spaces and all the amenities. There's 195 units at Arioso. It's a four-story building with an elevator, and it's all air-conditioned, you know, corridors, a lot of really cool exterior courtyards. All the units are really nice. They have quartz countertops, hard flooring, big bathrooms, a lot of storage, and really nice kitchen appliances. Some of the amenities we have are a pool and a spa, community gardens, covered parking, state-of-the-art fitness center, salon, movie room, wellness center, multi-purpose room with a kitchen and a business center. So really you have everything you could ever want from a hotel or a country club right there in your home. That include that on top of the staff and all the work they do to make sure the units are in good shape, to make sure that the property looks good, and to make sure that there's a smiling face all the time. I think make people feel at home.
Yeah, you know, the end effect is basically just like any other apartment building or community around town. You know, we've got beautiful landscaping all over the place, also at Ovation Properties. So, you know, people wouldn't necessarily expect this to be affordable housing. So when we're talking affordable, what exactly is the kind of monthly rental range that we're talking about?
I think I can answer that. For example, at Arioso, most of the one-bedroom units are $921 per month, which includes the cost of utilities, which can easily add another $100 to $150 to a person's budget. Comparable market rate units are typically in the $1,600 range. Our two-bedroom units are $1,105 a month, also including all utilities. These are extremely affordable prices compared to the market rate properties charging $2,000 and above in the Las Vegas Valley. Generally speaking, it's 40% less than market rate in the area. Our properties could have lower rates than Arioso depending on the area. Some can be as low as 50 or 40% of adjusted median income. And the eligibility criteria for Arioso, you must be below 60% of the area median income. And at this community, you must be 55 years or older. So income levels for a one-person household is approximately $34,000 per year. Income level for a two-person household is $39,000 per year. And just to give you a comparison, for our 50% of median income units, the one bedrooms are about $706 a month, two bedrooms, $848 a month, which is just incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? And we're really looking at providing those type of services for the very low income families.
So what type of qualification or application process does someone need to go through in order to find out if they are able to move into one of these communities?
Well, the application process is fairly simple. A person just needs to put a deposit to hold the unit and then complete an application that has income verification components that could take several weeks to process.
Okay. And Arioso is currently fully occupied. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We actually have a pretty big waiting list by the time these buildings are open.
So Jess, what other communities is Ovation currently planning?
So there's another affordable community called Capriccio right up the street near the entrance to Rhodes Ranch. The building is exactly the same as Arioso and will open in the first quarter of 2023. There's a waiting list already, but we're encouraging everyone who's interested to put in an application. Our phone number is 702-990-2678, and our website is www.seniorlasvegasliving.com.
Okay, so they can either call or they can go online and fill out
put in their application. Exactly.
Okay. In addition to affordable senior housing communities, what else is Ovation Design and Development working on?
We currently have five projects under construction, including the one affordable Capriccio I was just speaking on. Mm-hmm. We have approximately 15 projects in the pipeline to be built in the next 3 years. This includes two family affordable communities, two additional senior affordable communities that will all open by 2025, as well as many beautiful market rate projects coming online over the next few years.
And BJ, where could people find out more about Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, or, you know, how they might be able to help out the organization?
Well, sure. Again, the best number to reach us is 702 990 2678. And again, the website is www.seniorlasvegasliving.com. That's the best way to contact us.
Okay, that makes it easy. So same phone number, same website.
That's right.
Okay, that's fantastic. So anyone listening, if you're interested in finding out more about Ovation Residences, whether the ones that are currently built or the ones that are coming available in the future, there's the affordable senior communities as well as the other communities. So all of that is online at seniorlasvegasliving.com, as well as more information about Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, seniorlasvegasliving.com. You can fill out an application there. And if you would rather phone 702-990-2678 for either Ovation or Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada, 702-990-2678. I want to thank you both for being here with us and talking about this topic, which, you know, it's very pressing, very important. Are there any final words that you'd like to leave the listeners with before we go?
Right. So we don't have currently any family affordable properties, but your listeners, if they are families and are looking to get into some amazing housing, they can contact Clark County for a referral to other community developers who might have openings. The number for that would be 702-455-5025. And the email for them would be crminfo@clarkcountynv.gov.
Okay. So if you're looking for affordable senior housing, again, it's seniorlasvegasliving.com, 702-990-2678. But if you're looking for affordable family housing, 702-455-5025 is the number to call for that, or email crminfo@clarkcountynv.gov, crminfo@clarkcountynv.gov. Jess and BJ, thank you so much. It's been very informative and enlightening, and hopefully some of the listeners can take advantage of the affordable housing that you're making possible here in the community. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather, for highlighting this. It's a really nice opportunity for us.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. This is really important information to get out to the community.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Heather Vale with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. Ken Klein's Still Life Art Exhibit will be closing Tuesday, July 5th. This is your last chance to see this local artist's hyper-realistic oil paintings featuring historical pop culture subjects. The show is at the West Charleston Library, located on the CSN campus between Jones and Torrey Pines. Proceeds from art sales are being donated to charity. Local moving company Move for Less is hosting a Create Your Dream Home art contest for local kids aged 5 to 12. Six winners will receive dream backpacks filled with prizes, three winners in a 5 to 8-year-old category, and three winners in a 9 to 12-year-old category. The deadline to enter is midnight next Sunday, July 10th. Check the rules and submit your entry at moveforlessnevada.com. That's Move, the number 4, lessnevada.com. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party at The Space, with each event raising $10,000 for a specific charity in 90 minutes. Upcoming shows include Monday, July 11th at 8 p.m., benefiting Rebuilding Together Southern Nevada, Monday, July 25th at 8 p.m., benefiting Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and Monday, August 8th at 8 p.m., benefiting the Muscular Dystrophy Association's Fill the Boot campaign. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. Vegas Fright Nights is debuting Summer of Screams for two nights only, July 15th and 16th, opening at 6:30 p.m. each night. It promises to be the horror event of the summer, featuring Nightmare Manor, Clown Invasion in 3D, and a sideshow stage with DJ and performers. All proceeds from Vegas Fright Nights benefit Opportunity Villages programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Find out more or purchase your advance tickets at VegasFrightNights.com. Hockey stars from the Vegas Golden Knights and football stars from the Las Vegas Raiders will be facing off against each other to play softball. The third annual Battle for Vegas charity softball game will take place on Monday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. Watch Riley Smith of the Vegas Golden Knights and his teammates take on friends from the Las Vegas Raiders, with proceeds going to benefit the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. Funds from the event will be distributed to two nonprofits, Communities and Schools of Nevada, the state's leading dropout prevention organization, and the Maximum Hope Foundation, founded by comedian Brad Garrett to provide financial assistance for families of children dealing with critical life-threatening illnesses. Buy your tickets or find out more details at battleforvegas.com. Cristo Rey St. Vider College Preparatory School is hosting a series of lunch and learns for potential new business partners in their corporate work study program. Upcoming events will be July 19th, August 16th, and September 20th. If you're a business owner or executive, find out more information at CristoRayStVider.org/lunchlearn. That's Cristo, C-R-I-S-T-O, Ray, R-E-Y, St. Vider, V-I-A-T-O-R, .org/lunchlearn. CristoRayStVider.org/lunchlearn.